Welcome to 4Stream Radio, where we consider concepts to help you on your quest to a satisfied mind. Today, we're talking about what it means to experience a pure heart.
If you look at the Psalms, you kind of see the Psalms dividing in half often. You know, it's David pouring out his heart about his situation, and then he seems to be able to turn his eyes and somehow look to God, and the second half of the Psalm, or the other portion of the Psalm, seems to just shift gears. It's something that David, I think, is very unique in his ability to be able to shift gears like this and to go from the reality of the difficulty of a given situation or any given situation and to see God in the middle of it. I bring this psalm up. This is one of the psalms that talk about entering Jerusalem. The earth is the Lord's, verse 1, and all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it. He has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. And this is really key right here. This verse just kind of screams out at me. Who may ascend to the hill of the Lord? And who may stand in his holy place? Don't you want to know the answer to that? Don't you want the answer to be you may? That I may? The answer is right there in verse 4. He who has a clean hands and a pure heart and has not lifted up his soul to falsehood and has not sworn deceitfully. David's saving grace was that he was a man after God's own heart. When Nathan the prophet turned his finger toward him or his gaze toward him or however Nathan chose to do it, and when the light of truth came upon David, he responded with truth and in truth. I was thinking about this the other day because I know a woman who is about my age, and she's been a Christian just about as long as I've been a Christian. But it's really obvious that, first of all, her husband has not been in a position to cover her spiritually all these years. And I've been aware of this family and I've kind of known them. And I would venture to say, as I've gotten to know her, that she has run into watershed opportunities in her life where God, like Nathan the prophet, God turned to this woman and he said, you are the woman. This is what I want from you. And I truly believe, as we've been working through this difficulty with this particular person in her life and what she's experiencing in her relationships, I truly believe she did not have the support, the love, or the freedom to respond to God and say, you're right, I am the woman. I am the man. And to watch her now, and it was a real contrast for me this week because I was thinking, I can remember about 5 or 6 times in my 33 years of following God that were watershed moments. They were moments when God turned to me and he said, David, you are the man. This is what I want from you. And I think of those situations and I think about how easy it would have been apart from God being gracious and apart from me having the kind of friends that I had and also apart from having the opportunity to teach all the time because I'm so cognizant of trying not to be a hypocrite in what I say or what I teach. And all of those things constrain me to go, you know, you're right. I am the man. And I look at this woman and I think she is a picture of somebody who has never had that luxury. And now here she finds herself, you know, 55 years old and unable to understand the basics about what it means to be poor in spirit and to see God. Now, I hope you understand the context of that. I'm just really grateful that as those moments have happened to me, that God has been gracious to let me hear and to let me see and to respond. He who has clean hands, verse 4, and a pure heart and has not lifted up his soul to falsehood and has not sworn deceitfully, who has faced life in truth. We're not talking about a perfect person here. We're talking about a person who does not hide the truth of who he or she is or the truth of who God is. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Such is the generation of those who seek him. This is what it's like. Who seek your face, just like Jacob did. Another example of a messy, messy life. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. The beauty here is that we turn basically from this picture of being spiritual beggars to the picture of God's magnificence. And that's basically what's being described right here. When God asks us to turn, or the word would be repent, when he asks us to turn, he doesn't just say turn away from what's wrong. He says turn towards something. And this is the something. It's the magnificence of God that we turn toward that fills that hunger and thirst because we're spiritual beggars. Now, I would venture to say, and you hear polls all the time, I would venture to guess that 90% of Americans don't think that we are spiritual beggars. And I would also venture to guess or speculate that 90% of the people in the world, despite the issues of poverty or the situations that people find themselves in, do not consider ourselves spiritual beggars. That's why this is such a big deal. That's why worship is fueled by a recognition of who we are before God. I shared this psalm with you because it is such a nice companion to Psalm 51, because this is where David lived. He lived with that spiritual beggar part of himself, but he lived with a great and an awesome God who was able to fill up everything that was lacking in his life. But this hungering and thirsting that happens, because, you know, the focus isn't on being the spiritual beggar until you just recognize that that's what spiritual life is like. So you start there. I kind of start there daily. I start there weekly. I go back to square one. I am a spiritual beggar, but I know the magnificent God of the universe, and he knows me. And that's what I'm hungering and thirsting after. Chapter 42. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember, and I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go along with the throng and lead them in the procession to the house of God with a voice of joy and thanksgiving and a multitude-keeping festival. Party guy. Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence. O my God, my soul is in despair within me. Therefore I remember you from the land of the Jordan and the peaks of Hermon and Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the sound of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your waves have rolled over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and his song will be with me in the night. A prayer to the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As a shattering of my bones, my adversaries revile me, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. I'm trying the best I can to paint a biblical picture of what it means to be pure in heart. Okay? These are my best words. I've thought about this all week. I don't know how to explain this any better than to go and look at a flesh and blood example of it and look at the poetry in his life and the poetry in his Psalms and try to explain it. It's a lifelong process. Do you understand that Christ's kingdom is a kingdom of internal humility? Second of all, have you come to believe in your need to be washed? Now think about the Psalms that we just read. Washed, recreated, and broken. What are the sacrifices of God? A contrite spirit. A broken spirit. Have you come to believe in your need to be washed whiter than snow, recreated as a spiritual being, and broken in your humanity? Do you see the direct correlation between embracing God's magnificence and turning from human arrogance and detachment? That would be another word I might put there. Just the idea of, that's what our arrogance is. It's our detachment. It's our willingness to live in a detached way from God. Fourth, are you thirsty? Am I thirsty and hungry to find the face of God no matter what the cost? It's great to talk in spiritual platitudes. You know, you guys, most of you I know can fill in all the right blanks about what the right answers are. But that's not where the battle is fought. It's fought in here. It's fought in the soul. It's fought in the heart. It's fought in the will. Are you thirsty and hungry to find the face of God, whatever the cost? And then finally, and this comes out of the passage from Paul, do you see your weakness as allies in your quest, or your weaknesses as allies in your quest to experience God's power? Or do you see them as something that produces shame, or something to be covered up, or as true spiritual opportunities to see the face of God? This is so much what the spiritual life is like, and yet how easy it is to dismiss the way God has made it to be. Finally, I just was thinking about the invitation that Jesus was making when he gave the Sermon on the Mount, and every sermon that he did and every conversation that he had with any disciple or any Samaritan woman or any adulterous woman or whatever person, whatever situation, he basically invited them, and he invites us to experience a pure heart and to see God. God will not shove this down our throats. He will not do it. It is not who God is.
Forestream.com is a collection of resources to help you and those you know experience the freedom of a kingdom life. If you'd like to listen to today's program in its entirety, go to forestream.com and click on the radio button. Together, we are finding hope at forthstream.com.